Well, the short answer to question one about whether I looked at learning environments from a teacher's perspective and not a student's or a learner's perspective is that this book is aimed at teachers and instructors. If I was writing for students, I would probably do it in the form of a student guide to learning. And if you wanted to find out more about what learners could do, which I think is a very good question about improving their personal learning environment, then I would suggest you look at my blog where I've written something called A Student Guide to Studying Online. And that provides a number of resources which provide context for the environment that students can create for themselves to help their learning. The second question about Scenario D, the historiography course taught by Dr. Ralph Goodyear, while I don't think he had much control over the students, for instance, that he got. I mean, you have to take the students you get. So he had to work, had to take that into account, what kind of students he's got. He had probably a limited control over content because there is a certain curriculum he probably had to teach, but within that he probably had a fair degree of freedom about what kind of components, what kind of goals for the content and so on. He probably had little control over the length of the course. He probably had to fit it into a 13-week semester. But he probably had a little bit of control over how often a week the students had to come to campus and could probably provide a little bit of flexibility for students there. And he probably didn't have a lot of control over the assessment. He might have had some control over the questions for assessment, but in terms of when the assessment should take place and what form it should take place, that's probably governed by the department or the institution as a whole. So in most teaching contexts, there is a degree of flexibility of freedom about how you can influence the learning environment, but there are also often a lot of things you can't change, and you have to work within that or to modify those things you can't change. In terms of the third question, what would you add or remove from the learning environment? Well, I suggested those components, but there's lots more you could probably add yourself. And the problem is if you start adding too many components, it gets very hard to manage. So you might want to set some priorities about what you think are the most important components within the learning environment. On question four, what is missing in figure 6.2.1, the technology-based personal learning environment? Well, I would suggest a number of things. This is purely technology-focused and not learning-focused. So first of all, what is the learner going to learn? What's the content going to be? What skills are they going to learn? What kind of activities do they need to do in order to do the learning? What kind of learner support are they going to have? What kind of feedback or assessment are they going to have? So I think it's good for learners to have that kind of technology-based personal learning environment, but basically that's more a set of tools than a learning environment, although it's called a personal learning environment. And lastly, does thinking about the whole learning environment overly complicate the teaching endeavor? Why not just get on with it? Well, that depends how satisfied you are with what you've got. If you think that you have a very good learning environment in which you're working and in which you're teaching, then you probably don't need to go through this exercise. However, I will be very surprised if all those elements there that I've described are satisfactory, whether or not there are some that you would prefer to change if you could. And the point I'm making here is that once you go online, then you have the choice, a lot of choices to make about what kind of learning environment you want to have in that online situation. And again, what we often do is just accept the learning management system that's given to us and work within that. But at the other extreme, you saw that personal learning environment where a lot of tools are out there that are not part of a learning management system. So again, if you want to go online, I think you really need to think very carefully about what kind of a learning environment you want your students to work in. Thank you very much.